Well, it was on this day in 1873 that a San Francisco businessman named Levi Strauss, you may have heard of him.
I have.
And Reno, Nevada tailor Jacob Davis, may not have heard of him.
No.
They were given a patent to create work pants reinforced with metal rivets, marking the birth of one of the world's most famous garments, the blue jean.
The blue jean. So they're work pants, really, is what they are.
They are, yes. Originally, that's what they were meant for.
Okay.
Yeah. So in San Francisco, Levi Strauss established a wholesale dry goods business under his own name and worked as the West Coast representative of his family's firm. His new business imported clothing, fabric, and other dry goods to sell in the small stores opening all over California and other Western states to supply the rapidly expanding communities of gold miners and other settlers.
Right.
Jacob Davis was one of Levi Strauss's regular customers. In 1870, he was asked by one of his customers to make a pair of strong working pants for her husband, who was a woodcutter.
Hmm.
So to create suitably robust pants for working, he used duck cloth and reinforced the weak points in the seams and pockets with copper rivets.
What cloth did he use?
Duck cloth.
What did you have?
I just think it's another, like, thicker fabric.
Okay.
Anyways, the success of these pants was huge.
Huge.
And word spread among the laborers along the railroad, and before long, he found he could not keep up with demand. So realizing the potential value in his reinforced jeans concept, in 1872, he approached Levi Strauss, who was still his supplier of fabric, and asked for his financial backing in filing a patent application.
Oh.
Strauss agreed, smart man,
yeah.
and the patent for improvement in fastening pocket openings. That's what their patent was for.
Mm-hmm.
The innovation that produced blue jeans as we know them was granted to both men on May 20th, 1873, and the riveted jeans went into mass production in 1890.
Ah.
Initially, the jeans were simply sturdy trousers worn by factory workers, miners, farmers, and the cattlemen throughout the North American West.
Right.
During this period, men's jeans had the fly down the front, whereas women's had the fly down the left side. Which would be interesting.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't get it mixed up that way.
Yeah, it's true. The first blue jeans had four pockets, only one in the back. And in the front, the two plus the small pocket, that little tiny pocket,
yes.
And that was meant for watches.
Well, I was going to ask you, I was waiting for your, I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah.
I was waiting to the end, I was going to ask you about the small pocket.
Yeah, originally watches. Included as protection for pocket watches, which were popular at the time.
Yeah.
The extra pocket has served many functions, evident in its many titles. It's been called the frontier pocket, the coin pocket, match pocket, and ticket pocket, to name a few.
Ticket pocket?
Yeah, I've never put a ticket in there, but all right. I don't think I've ever actually used it, to be honest.
No.
For anything. Yeah.
No, you're just waiting. It's something will come along someday, and you'll be like, this is the perfect spot. Moment to shine.
Yeah. The second back pocket wasn't added until 1901.
Oh.
They were called waist overalls. Until the 1960s.
Really?
As opposed to the bib overalls, which were quite different.
Right, they were.
After James Dean popularized them in the movie Rebel Without a Cause, wearing jeans became a symbol of youth rebellion during the 1950s. In the 60s, the wearing of jeans became more acceptable, and by the 70s, it had become general fashion in the United States for casual wear.
Yeah.
Today, let me ask you this. How many pairs of jeans do you own?
Like that are in regular rotation? Because I have a hard time throwing them away.
Yeah, well, just how many do you own? Not just in regular rotation.
I'm going to say probably like eight
Okay,
pair.
Well, the average American owns around seven pairs of jeans.
Oh,
so you're right there.
Just above average.
I think I have more than that.
Yeah.
But the average American woman, however, only wears about four of those pairs on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have about three or four that are in my regular rotation.
You don't wear the other.
I wear you'll see me, if you catch me at Lowe's, I'll be wearing the ones with the holes in them. Those are not in regular rotation. Those are my
housework pants, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, totally. In 2022, a pair of Levi's jeans from the 1880s sold at auction for more than $87,000.
Wow.
The jeans were found in an abandoned mine and are thought to date between 1882 and the 1890s.
Wow.
Yeah. Levi's
also... Did somebody die wearing those? Is that what they were?
I don't know. I don't know why they would just be in a cave. I'm not sure.
That was dark. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Levi's also has a pair of jeans from 1879 in their archives.
Mm.
They are kept in a fireproof safe, and only two people know the combination.
Ah.
So, got to protect them.
So, if we need to get to them, we need those people.
Yes, right. According to Guinness World Records, the most expensive pair of jeans are a pair of Levi's worn by Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain, which were purchased for over $412,000 in November of 2023.
Wow.
The jeans were worn by Cobain in Nirvana's music video for Heart-Shaped Box, along with numerous live performances and photo shoots throughout his career.
Amazing.
I'm not sure what you do with those after you buy them.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't wear them, do you? I mean,
I don't. Maybe. No.
For $400,000?
No, you lock those up. You don't show anybody. You don't tell anybody you have them.
Right.
You picked out a record to go along with Blue Jeans, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Forever in Blue Jeans by Neil Diamond.
Should have seen that coming. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. The great Neil Diamond, Forever in Blue Jeans. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about blue jeans, because they were patented on this day in 1873.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, the first blue jeans only had one back pocket.
They were called waist overalls until the 1960s.
And the average American owns about 7 pairs of jeans.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And I'm clocking in at 8, and you have...
I think I have more than that.
More.
I know for a fact
dozens
I have more than that.
And dozens,
not
most
dozens,
likely.
Dozens, but definitely more than 7.
Are they all different? I mean, like, there's only so many different kinds of jeans that I could get. Like, there's dark jeans, and there's mid jeans.
Well, you've got...
And there's light jeans.
Skinny jeans, bootcut jeans, crops, you know.
It's a lot.
Capris.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
When I order jeans online,
different
that's
colors.
Where I really realize all the different kinds that there are. And I always have to go back. I have to go upstairs, pull a pair of jeans, and look at what I have.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, this is what I want, whatever these are.
Mm-hmm.
Folks want to learn more about the blue jeans, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You got it. Plus, you can watch this unfold every day on Facebook Live, and then we archive the footage up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll find the entire library up there. You can learn and watch and all that. Be sure to like and subscribe if you do. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Back
You're welcome.
Tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Right here. Appreciate it. Robert Palmer, Culture Club, and more. Traffic on the way, too, on Legends 102.7.